sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right. Hello and welcome to Cheese Talk Podcast. I am your host, Brian. And in this show, I'll be talking Packers and Cowboys with Cowboy Reg. And before I get to my guest, I'd like to give you a huge shout out to the Ohana Packers Edition for giving me the chance to express my opinions. Special giveaway. Once their Twitter account hits 523 followers, we are giving away a Jair Alexander autographed 8x10 picture. All right, you ready for the first question?
All right, bring it on.
Do you still own a VCR?
No, because we got YouTube now. We got YouTube.
HD?
We go. Hey, I don't know the difference anyways. I'm old, so I got to wear glasses anyway. So.
Yeah. Who is your favorite cowboy of all time?
Growing up in the 70s and 80s, Roger Staubach was my hero, my childhood hero. I think, you know, I could do a whole episode on him, his accomplishments from the military through the NFL. He was my guy. Tony Dorsett's a close second. The teams of the 90s were outstanding, but, you know, you always go back to when you were a kid. And when I was a kid, it was Staubach, Dorsett. Those guys, Harvey Martin, Randy White, those are my childhood heroes. So those are some of my favorites, and I would say Staubach is number one in my book.
Okay, yeah, it's a good choice. I remember back when I was a kid in Cowboys, it was Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Elvin Harper, yeah. And you had Leon Lett and Nate Newton. Yeah, I mean, they're just
– You see in the background
– Crazy. Yeah.
Maneuver right there. I got an autographed Troy Aikman jersey on the wall.
Awesome.
Yeah, love those guys too. Love them, and you know, but it's always going back to when we were kids. And when I was a kid, it was Staubach.
Yeah, well, when I was born in 82, so like when I was 10, 11, 12, it was this one, you know, got Brett Favre, yeah. and then Reggie White, and
remember, yeah, like,
Craig Newsome, Doug Evans, Leroy Butler, Robert Brooks, you know, those guys. Hey, so, yeah, it's
those are some great teams. If they wouldn't have had to get through Dallas and the NFC, I think there was a couple NFC championships there between Dallas and San Fran. That was a tough road for Favre and the Packers. As great as they were, just to get out of there with one championship's a shame because that team was great. I'm a big Brett Favre fan. Love that team.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't give them a second one at our expense, but I think they deserve a second Super Bowl, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you think of your childhood and that kind of that's what got me into football is like the Favre and the Reggie White and all that. So it's just fun to kind of correlate that back to your childhood and bring up memories, you know?
Yeah, I got to see them live in Chicago. I was living in the Chicago area and someone gave me Bears Packers tickets and it was Jim Harbaugh versus Brett Favre.
Yeah.
I believe I should have did some research before the show, but I believe there was three pick sixes in that game between the two quarterbacks. It was a pick six party.
Let me guess. Two were Brett Favre.
I think you're right. And I think that the Packers won 21-14 and the Bears 14 points were both on pick sixes, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that would have probably been 93, 94, somewhere around there, 95 maybe.
Yeah.
We have to check that out. But that was kind of a cool game. I got to see a young Brett Favre slinging it, and he was slinging it to the wrong team, but he was still slinging it. I still left there a fan. I like Brett. My wife's family are all Packers fans, so I've been watching Packers play for a long time. Doesn't mean I was cheering for him, but I was watching.
That brings me to my next question, Reg. So last year, the Cowboys, just the way they played all year, it was like I thought they were going to get thumped in the playoffs. Like, what are your thoughts on how the Packers approached that game and just came in and just pretty much by the midway through the second quarter, that game was over with?
Yeah, like, the game was over when Dak threw the pick six and it made it 20-0. I think y'all missed the extra point.
Yeah,
but, that ended the game. I mean, you know, we can go into that pretty deep with Dak, but at that point when you're down 14-0, I think you start going into panic mode, and it's, you know, this is a playoff, this is do or die, and you start throwing the ball where you shouldn't be throwing it, and it just escalated from there. But yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, it was not shocking. It was surprising, but not shocking, because we've seen this movie before. You know, it's
right.
It's a rerun of this current team's playoff performances. You know, not 100%. I know, you know, Dak is 2-5 in the playoffs, which is completely unacceptable. But I think sometimes we forget that he has got it done a couple times. So,
yeah.
Which makes it more puzzling if you've got over the hump a couple times, and why are you so nervous coming in or excited or whatever happens for him to overthrow, or you know, to throw the ball too quickly and not go through his reads. Whatever's going on, it's definitely happening in the playoffs. It's not, you know.
Yeah, it's period. like a role reversal. Like,
yeah,
same old Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he got us one championship. Cool. As it seems like since he just something about it is just, I don't know if it's like his play calling or scheme or like you said,
puzzling.
They came out so fast in that game. The script that you had to throw out the window like immediately. Then it's like you're trying to figure out the rest of the game and what you're going to do. And if it's not working, then you just ultra panic mode, you know?
Yeah. And you know, you look at the history of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and you got to have a run game. And
yeah,
Dallas didn't have a run game. It's Dak. I mean, he's second in MVP voting this year because they're throwing the ball all the time. They're throwing the ball over the field, and you know, CD's got big numbers, and the tight end Jake Ferguson actually had three touchdowns against the Packers. He was the one, not the only guy to show up, but he was one guy that really showed up. So we're excited about his future. But yeah, you got to be able to run the ball. The Packers could run the ball, and Dallas could not, and that's part of the reason why Tony Pollard is in Tennessee. They lost complete faith in Pollard throughout the season. And the playoffs just put that explanation point on it, that they're not going to pay him. They don't trust him anymore. Not to blame anything on Pollard. I'm a fan. And he came back from a broken ankle, I believe, in the playoffs last year. He broke his ankle against San Fran. And he was on the field week one, which is an amazing story. But he just didn't have, you know, I think it was a 4.1 yards per carry he finished the season with. That's just not good enough. And today's NFL, we gotta push that up near five.
Yeah. Do you think Dak is the answer? I mean, he's been there for some time now, but you think down the road, do you think they'll be getting a quarterback in the draft or?
No, I think that he's not probably the long-term answer. If he gets extended here before the season starts, I wouldn't be shocked. It would be a salary cap decision. I might be one of the few Cowboys fans that will tell you, I believe the organization has lost faith in him. I believe that's why you're not seeing a long-term deal. That's why they brought in Trey Lance. I mean, they gave up a fourth-round draft pick for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
And what are they doing with Trey Lance? He's just sitting there, and he's watching, and he's learning. And, you know, I think you might see him on the field in the next couple of years. This year is a do-or-die year for Dak. I think it's all setting up to, you know, this is your last year that you're locked in on your contract. Dallas can release him after this year. They'll pay a little bit of a cap hit, but we're not talking about a Russell Wilson cap hit.
I think I've been saying for a while that Justin Fields by midseason will be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh.
I 100% believe you.
The Bears organization has been a dumpster fire for years, and they drafted an awesome quarterback from college, had an arm, he had receivers, he could have had one of the best receivers in a while coming in Marvin Harrison Jr., and DJ Moore, they had a good Cole Kmet, tight end,
yeah, he's great,
and they got rid of him to go with somebody. Presumably Caleb Williams that they haven't even seen play at the pro level yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I just fire the coaches. Don't get rid of the players. You know?
I mentioned to you earlier that, you know, I was in the Chicagoland area, Northern Indiana to be exact, but within 40 miles of Chicago for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Bears games were on and the Bears talk shows were on the radio and, you know, got to hear a lot about the Bears. And one thing I'll tell you that they haven't had a quarterback. They, you know, Jay Cutler is probably the closest thing they've had to a franchise quarterback. You want to count Jim McMahon in 85, you can, but that team was winning, I think, probably wins the Super Bowl with me at center, behind center. I mean, they were that good. So, yeah, they need a franchise quarterback. And I guess they're going to put all their eggs in one basket. They think Caleb Williams is the answer. I have my feelings about that. The jury's still out for me. I'm not going to say Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. I'm not going to be that guy with a bold prediction, but I wouldn't have went that direction. I would have kept the quarterback in Fields. I would have kept him, and I would have drafted Harrison at receiver and roll him out there. But they're going to start over, which I think is good news for you.
Do you think a move like that shakes up the locker room? I mean, DJ Moore was pumped to come play with him.
He
had a decent year last year, and all of a sudden they're getting rid of the guy who's
throwing
him the ball, which is making him money.
I don't understand it. I didn't think that. I mean, you probably know firsthand, but you know the Packers make the Bears look bad. But I didn't think Justin Fields was a poor quarterback.
I hated playing against him just because I knew what he was like in college.
He's dangerous. He could beat you in the legs. He can beat you in the arm, and
he's big.
That team has not been good for a long time. So for them to just dump their pick that, you know, they didn't even renew, right? He was still on his rookie contract, I think. So
that
was puzzling to me, but I understand what they're doing. They believe Caleb Williams is a one in a million, and they're going to, you know, that's going to be their Peyton Manning. That's going to be their Tom Brady, and they're going to put all their eggs in that basket and roll them out there and see what happens. I get it. They're rolling the dice, but I don't have a good feeling for it personally for them.
Right.
I don't think it's going to end well, but you know, I've been wrong before. We'll see what happens.
It's funny you mentioned Jay Cutler. I'm waiting for the day where the Packers retire his number in the Ring of Honor for all the touchdowns he threw us.
Yeah. Oh, smoking Jay. He wasn't going to move out of that pocket. So if you're about to hit him, he's going to throw it up in the air, you know?
Charles Woodson said it best. It's the same old Jay. He's going to throw us a ball regardless.
Yeah. I remember that NFC championship, Green Bay, I believe it was Green Bay in Chicago, where he didn't come out in play in the second half. He went to the locker room and he came back and said, oh, he's hurt. And he still had his uniform on. He's still walking around. And I'm like, man, this NFC championship, Jay, you got to get out there. When Tony Romo, you know, had that career-ending injury, basically. He came back, but his job wasn't there. They had to hide his helmet, you know. They took his helmet. He couldn't find it. He's going to go back in the game. I never understood that about Cutler. Not that I was a big Cutler fan, but that kind of
did
me in. Yeah, I was like, well, I'm done with him now because you got to come out. You got to play, man. I'm old school. You got to play. If you can walk, you can play. If it's an NFC championship. Now, if it's week one or week three or something, yeah, get him out of there and rehab him. But how many shots do you have to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, that was their shot right there with Jay Cutler. That was it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Mike McCarthy or Barry Switzer?
Which one do you want? I mean, McCarthy seems to be familiar with Green Bay, so you can have him. Oh, you meant who do I prefer? Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Barry Switzer, I never hated the guy because he was thrown into a bad situation. It's like, you know, Michael Jordan retires and then, you know, you're the next point guard. It's like, you can never live up to that. You can never live up to what Jimmy Johnson and Tom Landry did. Barry got one, but I would contend that Troy Aikman coached that team that they won that third Super Bowl with in the 90s. That was Troy Aikman coaching. Cause Barry he never had the locker room. He, you know, he came in, I think he was starstruck. I think he came in and, you know, here are these guys, two-time Super Bowl champions, and I'm going to coach them. I think he was probably asking them for autographs more than coaching them. So
yeah,
it was a bad situation for him. It was the wrong man for the job. But having said all that, they did win a Super Bowl with him, you know. So he didn't screw it up that bad. If he would have screwed it up too bad, they wouldn't have won another one.
Right. And
people forget that they didn't win a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer immediately. They lost the NFC Championship to San Fran Barry's first year, and he came back the second year and got over the hump, beat your Packers, I believe,
yeah,
in the NFC Championship. Because y'all had upset the Niners. You upset the Niners with Steve Young, and then all of a sudden Green Bay's coming into Dallas, and the rest was history. Barry Switzer got a ring. But it was all downhill after that. You know, without that talent surrounding him in their prime, Switzer was not the guy to get it done.
Right. Packers questions now. Cool with that?
Yeah, I love it.
Thoughts on Jordan Love?
Oh, and here's the thing, man. Jordan Love, he's a baller. I'm a fan. But Jordan Love, going back to Trey Lance, that's what we will hope that Trey Lance can become. If you sit behind a veteran quarterback, take notes, run the offense in the preseason, come in garbage time, you know, maybe play when the guy's injured, and then you're handed the keys one day. And if you're, you know, able to do what Jordan Love did, you get the keys and you drive that car.
Right.
And I'm a fan. I like it. And it kind of, you know, hey, I don't want to sound like people are going to think I'm crazy. I'm not going to sit here and say Trey Lance is the answer. Trey Lance is the answer. But I think if you look at how they developed Jordan Love, as opposed to what the Bears are about to do, throwing their guy out. You know he's going to be on the field week one as a starter. I think that's a mistake. I think the Packers have done it twice. They did it with Aaron Rodgers, and now they did it with Jordan Love. Aaron Love, whatever. It's all good. Nothing but love. So, you know, let him develop and let him learn. There's so much that goes to being a quarterback that's not physical. It's reading the defense, knowing your receivers and how they make their cuts or run their routes. And hey, if you hold the clipboard for a couple years and play in the preseason, and like I said, come out there now and then and get the nerves out in garbage time, you might develop a quarterback that's going to be a winner. And that's what Jordan Love is. He's a winner. He proved it. And it's going to be interesting to see if he has that sophomore slump. Now, most of the time we refer to that sophomore slump, it's because they were a rookie and they had a good year, and then they kind of stop working as hard, or that goes to their head, and then they don't play as well. I would say Jordan probably not going to have a sophomore slump because he wasn't a rookie. He'd
right.
been there, what was he, fourth year, fifth year?
Fourth year.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a veteran now, man. He's a veteran.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
it's just crazy how Green Bay has developed, you know, if Jordan turns out like Aaron, 35 plus years, 40 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, like back to back to back, you know, it's crazy.
And, there is a pattern there, and the pattern is they had a good quarterback when they got there as a rookie. You know, a good quarterback when you got there as a rookie and you learn from them, you know, and then poor Bears. I mean, they don't have that. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen over there with Williams. You know, that's why I'm not excited, but I kind of look at what's happening in Dallas and think, maybe Jerry brought Trey in for a reason, right? I mean, you don't trade away your fourth-round pick. Fourth-round pick's a pretty valuable pick. Prescott was drafted in the fourth round.
So you got to think, too, though, Mike McCarthy was in San Francisco when the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers. He wanted to draft Aaron Rodgers, and they drafted Alex Smith.
Yeah.
And then McCarthy became the head coach in Green Bay, but I'm pretty sure he was a quarterback's coach, and he knows he sees it when he sees it. And if I'm sure that has something to do behind it too, you know?
Yeah. And I think Mike believes in Dak, I think he's probably just as shocked as everyone else when he saw the playoff performance.
Right.
But I think he's all in with Dak, but I don't think if this happens again, or if it's even worse, if they don't make the playoffs at all, or.
Well, at some point, you got a $60 million quarterback that you're getting 6, 7, 8 wins out. I'm just saying, like Aaron Rodgers, his last year in Green Bay, you know, 8, 7, 8 wins. Yeah. Then he comes out and says he's played with a broken thumb all year long. Well, give Jordan Love a shot.
Yeah. Well, now we know why he didn't want to. He didn't want to because he might have lost his job. Like, could have been a Tony Romo.
You know, but at the point to where you're getting $60 million a year for mediocre results, of course they're not going to want you around.
Yeah. It's just crazy the money the quarterbacks are getting, because each new contract that comes up goes a little bit higher. We're like, how is Daniel Jones getting $160 million 2 years ago? We're like, that's crazy. Now that's a cheap contract, $40 million a year. Oh, man, that's a discount.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what is a bad contract anymore when it comes to quarterbacks. It's like, you know, you open your checkbook, apparently, no matter what.
It's crazy to think about, too, that money that he was getting was altering our salary cap. Like we couldn't go out and sign people that, you know, for instance, Josh Jacobs this year or Xavier McKinney, because the quarterback that wasn't giving us the results that a $60 million quarterback should be getting you.
Yep.
Was getting you 7 wins.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now with Dallas. I mean, it's funny to watch the fans on social media, you know, continually post over and over again how stupid Jerry Jones is because he didn't pick up this guy or that guy or this guy. Well, where are you going to pay him? You're almost at the maximum salary cap right now. And if you extend Dak and spread that money out, you can sign those guys, but now you're committed to Dak. So I think what we're seeing now is the old last dance. This is it. And my co-host, we have a podcast called Sons of the Star.
Sure.
And he's actually my son. So we have two generations of Cowboys fans that we kind of talk things through. And it's interesting to hear the younger generation talk about, you know, we need this, we need that. But the salary cap prohibits that. And if you want to create room on the salary cap, you have to extend people. And extending people doesn't make the contract cheap. It makes it more expensive in the last year. So you push all that money to the last year, and all of a sudden the quarterback's playing his last year, like Dak is this year, and you're talking $50 million on your salary cap, where last year it was like, you know, 22 or something like that. It was minimal, but that's because all that contract's pushed to the end. So just, you know, people out there, you should sign this guy, you should sign that guy. You can do that, but now you're committing to guys that, you know, look at Russell Wilson, like we mentioned, they had to commit to him in Denver, and then when they found out he wasn't the guy, what do? You know, they tried to trade him, nobody wanted him, and then they just dumped him, and now they're eating all that money. So, hey, if this ends up being a bad year and Dak's gone and we start fresh, Jerry's going to look pretty smart. You know, people say he's an idiot, but he might end up looking smart if that happens. Now, right. if they do really well this year and go deeper in the playoffs, now Dak and his agent are going to be like, show me the money, Jerry. And now Jerry's going to look like an idiot because they're going to have to pay him even more because he got it done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all a guessing game. It's all a gamble if you look at it that way. And sometimes you just need a little luck. And we haven't had that luck. I mean, I don't want to say it's luck, but you guys got a little bit of luck over there. Like you said, you keep getting franchise quarterbacks that just kind of fall in your lap. When one leaves, the other one's already there.
And the media made a big deal about Aaron Rodgers not getting a first-round wide receiver in the draft year after year after year. Look what Jordan Love did last year with, you know, second, yeah. third, fourth, fifth-round receivers. I mean, it's crazy some of the stuff that goes on in social media.
Exactly. And we, you know, those GMs, I would assume they don't even read it. And, you know, we got people in our fan base talking about, we're going to boycott the Cowboys. What are you going to boycott? You know, you're not going to go to the game. You probably weren't going to the game anyways. You're not going to the game. Somebody else is. That stadium's going to be full.
Right.
If they play Green Bay in Dallas and the Cowboys fans want to boycott, well, then the whole stadium will be filled with Packers fans. They're going to sell out.
Right.
Everybody wants to go to Jerry World. So there's no boycott. I mean, you can stop watching all you want, but – It's not going to stop the machine. I mean, it's you know, what are we, $8.9 billion or $10 billion franchise? I mean, a couple guys not buying jerseys this year is not going to change that.
Right. So that's, you know, like 30 minutes of interest, you know, not even 30 seconds of interest in the account of the Cowboys. You know, it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like I said, somebody else will be going to the game in your place, and that guy going to the game, who doesn't normally go to the game, all of a sudden he's probably buying more merchandise while he was there.
So right.
The boycott idea is silly. I don't know what, you know, again, it's all social media.
Crazy. Yeah.
But hey, that's us too, right? We're out there. Yeah. We're on social media. We give our opinions. Everybody has a right to their opinion.
Right. I think it's crazy. Silly. The Packers have more playoff wins in Jerry World than the Cowboys do.
Yeah. That stadium has not brought us any good fortune. I mean,
a nice stadium.
They did beat Detroit in a playoff game there with Romo. Dak got his playoff win at home against Seattle there. And then his second playoff win was in Tampa, which, you know, I don't believe he gets enough credit for, but he went into Tampa and he retired Tom Brady on the road in a playoff game. And he threw four touchdowns and no interceptions. Unfortunately, our field goal, our place kicker, decided he wasn't going to make any more extra points that year. He missed three or four extra points in that game. And then when we went into San Francisco the following week, he immediately missed the very first extra point, and then they never kicked again. They going for it on every fourth down. And
I remember.
We weren't going anywhere. I mean, you talk about a position you cannot live without, and that's your place kicker. If you can't make a field goal an extra point, you're not getting through the playoffs. So that was a bad situation, man. We're cursed, I guess. We're cursed.
Well, Packer fans want to get rid of Anders Carlson, our kicker. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
I went back, I've said this on other podcasts, I went back and did him and Crosby side by side the rookie year. And he has a better make percentage than Crosby had his rookie year. Wow. And look at how good Crosby was for us in his career in Green Bay. They're so quick to want to give up on somebody. They brought in Greg Joseph to give competition to Carlson in training camp, probably hoping it's going to make him better.
Yeah.
But people are just so quick to want to get rid of somebody that it's crazy, you know?
Yeah, kickers, they get – those are the only positions that you will lose your job on the field. Like you see kicker misses a kick at the end of the game and he gets cut and they don't even have anybody to replace him. They bring in guys on Monday morning to compete for the job. Imagine that if that was a case in quarterback or something. Hey, Dak, I'm sorry you threw a couple of interceptions today. We're cutting you, and we're gonna have an open tryout Monday. You know, come on out to the stadium. Let's see who could throw the ball. That's what they do with kickers. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're like the scapegoat for everything else going wrong. You know,
and if you look at each year, if you break down a stat to points scored, the kickers are at the top. They score more points than anybody.
Mason Crosby is the leading scorer in Packer history.
There you go. But he gets cut, he gets cut, right? I mean, It's insane. Yeah. It's like that would never happen. Tom Brady throws five interceptions. Like, Tom had a bad day. He'll be all right next week. A guy misses five field goals, he'll never work in the NFL again. Oh, right. The guy that missed five field goals 5 years ago. No, yeah. We're not interested.
Right. What do you think about the Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney pickups for Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what happened with the Aaron Jones deal. Was that financial or whatever? But, you know, to me, Jacobs, Jones, both outstanding backs. And I don't see you guys getting Jacobs and then your running game goes up a level. I think you get Jacobs and you maintain a high level. You're already a high level
right.
with your running attack. So I think that was a good move. To me, it's just, you know, six in one and half dozen in the other. Both good backs.
Age.
You know, yeah, it's eight. Okay, there you go. It's
3 years. Yeah. Jacobs is 3 years younger than Aaron Jones.
Yeah, and I think McKinney's outstanding. I think, you know, I don't know your complete roster, who's left and who's came in, but, you know, from what I could tell, it seems like you guys have made a 5% upgrade, maybe 10% upgrade overall.
Right.
Which puts you competing for the, you know, Super Bowl next year. It puts you in the NFC Championship, puts you right there in the mix. So,
yeah, I mean, our defense, we got Kenny Clark, we got Jair, Eric Stokes will be coming back 100% healthy, McKinney at safety. You lost Devondre Campbell to the Niners. Well, he signed. You don't want to come back. So we'll probably be drafting linebackers in the draft and defensive line. We got, you know, Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith. I mean, we have pretty solid defense. So hopefully McKinney, he's got nine picks, 24 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Giants are even thinking, why they didn't. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I don't
like
know
you what. Said, $160 million. Dollars.
Yeah. And he's, you want to hear a great stat? Daniel Jones is 0-6 against Dak Prescott. So I hope they extend Daniel Jones because those are two bye weeks we can use every year.
Right. Yeah. It's the crazy business. I'm glad I'm not involved financially. Got to be pulling my hair out left and right.
But, you know, Daniel Jones might be a guy that they dump and he goes somewhere as a backup. And 2 years later, all of a sudden you see him on TV throwing three or four touchdowns and you're like, Daniel Jones is back.
You know, yeah.
He probably just needs a change of scenery. I mean, you know, it's not like the Giants are good in other areas. It's just Daniel Jones, like you said, the quarterback becomes a scapegoat. The kicker becomes a scapegoat. So let's blame Daniel Jones. But he is a turnover machine, though. He likes to fumble and throw picks. So that's an issue. If you talk to their fan base, they'll tell you the guy turns the ball over too much. It seems like, you know, every time he's hit from the blind side or tackled from behind, there goes the ball. Ball's loose. You know, it seems like it happens too much.
Right, yeah. I remember that one game I was watching, he tripped in the wide open field. Nobody was even around. Yes.
I remember that play. He coughed that ball up, man. He coughed that ball up immediately. Like it was the old ghost. The ghost got him. Somebody, some ghost stuck his hand in there, and that ball went out, yeah.
Right. What are your thoughts on Lambeau Field? Have you been to Lambeau?
No.
No?
I want to go. I don't want to go watch the Cowboys play there, but I'd like to go watch the Packers play. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, my Notre Dame Fighting Irish, that's my college team, is playing there this year or next year. They're going to be playing a game there, and my son and I have talked about coming up for that, you know, coming up to Lambeau. Getting the tour, checking it out. I got a good friend that lives in Green Bay. I mean, he actually lives in the city limits or whatever, Green Bay. So I got a place I can stay or a guy I can hang out with. So I'm going to get there, but no, it's one of those things that I kind of missed out on when I lived in the Midwest was getting up there. I've been to Green Bay, but I have not been to the stadium.
Well, I live 10 minutes from Lambeau Field, so.
There we go.
Now you have to let me know when you come up.
Yeah. Now I did plan on bringing a Dez Bryant jersey and burying it, you know, under that end zone where that play occurred.
Where he didn't catch it?
To break the curse. Break the curse. Yeah, right where he caught it. Right. No, but in the end zone part, you know, where he would have been on the next play. But
I was going to ask you that question, but I skipped over it. I was going back and forth on whether I should ask you if you still own a VCR or not, because, you know, the championship tapes.
Yeah, it's funny when people say that, you know, you got to get a VCR to watch the Cowboys Super Bowls. I remind them that I'm 53 years old, which means I've been alive for all 5 Super Bowl wins. So,
yeah,
you know, you don't need to. It's right here, man. It's right here.
And yeah, I've been alive for 2 of the Packers, so that's more than some people can even say.
So when don't even say, have one. Hey, it's been 14 years since Green Bay won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. You say, hey, man, it's right here. I saw it. You can't take that away. You cannot take those memories away. I'm kind of a historian. If you see some of my posts on Twitter, you know, I like to go into the history of the game and talk about player honor those players of the past and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it's an insult if somebody says, oh, you know, they haven't won in 30 years. Yeah, but I saw it. So
yeah, it did happen. It did happen.
And I saw it. So I know it happened. So I mean, if it's on, you know, ESPN or NFL Network likes to play the, you know, Super Bowl week, they play all the Super Bowls. That's my favorite time of the year. You get all those Super Bowls from Super Bowl 1 on.
Right.
I could just turn the TV on and watch it at any point, whoever, doesn't matter who's playing, you know, right. have those memories. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but I think you're answering my question, Favre, Rodgers, or Bart Starr?
Well, you throw Bart Starr in because, you know, I prefer Favre over Rodgers.
Right.
But my father-in-law, rest in peace, my wife's father, was a huge Bart Starr fan. And,
you
know, he was born in 1920. He's been passed for a while. So he got to watch those years where Starr was where he was a star, right? So it's funny. I used to we watch Packers games together, and Brett Favre, whatever he did, whether it was good or bad, he'd say, "Oh, Bart Starr, come on, Bart Starr." He always called Brett Favre Bart Starr, and I was like, "Man, that's a real easy slip up." If you were around to watch Bart Starr, I could see where you would slip up and call Brett Favre Bart Starr. He did it all the time. So hey. In honor of Wayne, I'm going to go with Bart Starr as my favorite quarterback of all time. For Green Bay, that's my favorite. But Favre is a close second. And if you ask which one of those three would you like to go hang out with at the bar, it would be Brett Favre.
Yeah, there's stories that go around Green Bay about him and his playing days.
I bet. Yeah,
there is one clip. Halloween, him, Frank Winters, and I can't think of who the other person. I think Don Beebe showed up to Mike Holmgren's house trick or treating with like costumes on, and they had no idea that it was them.
Oh, I could see that. Those were you know, pre social media days where you didn't have to worry about anybody with a cell phone camera catching you.
But it was on video though.
Oh, really?
It was on video. Yep. That's the only reason why I knew about it is because they showed a clip on that. It's out there somewhere. You have to look for it. Fantastic. But, yeah, it's hilarious. So you have a show in 20 minutes, huh?
Another show? It's not my show. There's another podcast that asked me to come on. And it, coincidentally, it's some Packers guys. Fun football pod, I believe it's called. And,
yep.
Shots from the sideline, on a panel, if you want to call it. There's another Cowboys fan that's going to be there, and I don't know what to expect. They may not be as friendly as you, but you know, I'm usually the oldest guy in the room, so I can usually, you know, come back with some good history lessons for them, saying, you know, well, this is actually what happened 20 years ago, if you want to talk about that. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be friendly. I've had a really good relationship with my Packers colleagues and try to keep it professional and friendly. And, you know, it's the off season. If it's the off season, we shouldn't be going at each other and talking trash too much because we're all 0-0 right now.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, we're all 0-0. But week one, man, somebody's going to be 1-0 and they're going to be talking trash, you know.
Right.
That's okay. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, I was probably going to wrap it up here pretty soon, but I was going to ask if you had any questions for me before I came to the conclusion.
Yeah, no, Brian, you've been my friend on X on Twitter for a while, and you're one of the guys I call the GOAT. You're always helping people grow, and you're connecting people together. And I just want to tell you, keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're making a difference in people's lives when you do that. We all need to network. You know, I'm big on mental health, and that's a cause that really hits home for me.
Sure.
So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. I can feel the love, just like Jordan Love. I feel the love from you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing
Jeez,
a great
love.
Job. Yeah, I love it. Keep doing it on the podcast. It's great. And maybe, you know, after the draft, we can get together again.
Sure. Yeah, we'll discuss the picks and go from there. Where can people find you on social media?
So on my main source of information I put out is on Twitter or X. It's Cowboy_Reg, and the Reg is a double G. You gotta have the double G.
Double G.
And our podcast is Sons of Star.
Yep.
At X. It's Sons of the Star, but the handle is Sons of Star Pod.
Sure.
Sons of Star Pod. And I also write for We Like Sports. I put out a weekly article, and I'm the Notre Dame Fighting Irish writer and the Dallas Cowboy writer. So this morning, my last article came out this morning. It's on the Cowboys Ring of Honor. There's 24 names in the ring around the stadium. And I did a little article on who those 24 guys are and why they're on that ring. So even if you're not a Cowboys fan, go check out that article. It's posted on my Twitter account. And you learn a little history.
I was actually at Brett Favre's number retirement at Lambeau. That was quite the thing. Was just jam packed full of people and all standing ovations, and it was a pretty moving event.
Yeah, and both of us need to do a little research, and it just kind of hit me while we were talking. Dak Prescott's number four, and Brett Favre was number four. I wonder if Favre was Dak's hero. I know that Favre was Tony Romo's hero. Coincidentally, you know, he's a Wisconsin native, and
I think there might be a tie in there with Dak. If I can remember correctly, I'm pretty sure. And you know how we talk about whatever. I'm pretty sure that was brought up at one time during the game.
Yeah, because number four is not a real common. You see it a little more. Derek Carr, I think, wears it as well, but not a real common number for a quarterback. In history. So when I think of number four, I always think of Brett Favre. But you know, maybe Dak is paying a little tribute to Favre. But when we go off the air, we'll do a little research, and I'll get back to you, and we'll find out if that's true or not.
Sure. I want to thank you, and you can find me at Cheese Talk Podcast and YouTube, Cheese Talk _Pod on Twitter. Reggie, thank you.
You got it, brother. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, we'll see you around again.
All right. Sounds good, my friend.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
Later.